It's movie time with Kevin Stein. Oh, yes, we are.
That was good.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate that. So you're listening to Angie's Regular Air Shift, and do you know what time it is? Yeah, it's movie time.
That's
with
right.
Kevin Stein. Not Kevin Bacon this week, Kevin
nope.
Stein. Because we like Kevin Stein more.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
That means a lot to me, considering how cool Kevin Bacon is.
Oh, well,
so
see, that's cool.
Before we go into the, you didn't even announce what we're doing yet.
No,
but
we sort of did last week.
We need to clarify a few things that happened last week.
Last week, okay.
We're not quite as uncool as it appeared.
Exactly. So apparently there was a button that was pushed that shouldn't have been pushed, and the phone was ringing busy the whole time. So if you called in, we do still love you, and thanks for coming to our birthday party.
Yeah, we fixed the problem, so.
Yes, so this week it is working. So if you want to call in and give us your 2 cents during discussion time, 586-7975.
Good.
Okay, so thank you for being our friends. Thank you for listening. And today what we are going to discuss, since today is Halloween, October 31st.
Did you say Halloween or Halloween?
I don't say Halloween.
Because there's such a debate about that.
It's an A.
I think I said
Halloween.
I don't know.
No, that's weird, Kevin. Don't do that.
Okay. If you say so.
Halloween.
Halloween. All right, I got
yeah,
it.
So we're going to talk about some scary movies today. And
okay.
Not necessarily just Halloween movies.
Yeah.
Scary movies in general,
not
to kind of make it a little more broad.
Gore either. Not necessarily.
But no.
We will cover some of that.
Yes. So why don't we just start out with my general statement that I think movies that are scary movies, overall, there are some exceptions that we can discuss, but overall, scary movies that were made in the 60s, 70s, and early 80s mm-hmm. are way better than the ones that have come out in the late 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
I agree. So we have nothing to talk about.
Okay.
Let's move on. No, I'm just kidding. I think as a whole, though, if you look at all of them, it's sort of a flawed genre. I don't know. I mean, it's hanging in there, but it's not quite...
Well, I think that one of the main reasons, it's too cliche now. There are too many cliches out there because back in the day, here's a for instance. I was watching the movie The Changeling, not the new Angelina Jolie one, the one that came out in what year, 1979? I think so. I wrote that one down.
Let's see. 1979.
Here, I'll read my own handwriting. Okay, 1980. So the year that I was born, actually. Now, I watched that movie again, and it had its really creepy moments and its really silly moments. And I was like, oh, that was so silly.
Yeah.
But then I was like, wait a second. It wasn't silly back then, because back then it was original and innovative.
It was dang creepy. And it's only PG, too.
Really?
So
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, you don't need gore. One of my favorite scary movies is a Disney movie.
Watcher in the Woods?
Yeah.
Watcher in the Woods. It's
good
so
job.
Good.
Yeah,
actually, last year, some friends and I went up to a cabin in the woods, and so we watched Watcher in the Woods in the woods.
It still creeps me out.
Yeah, me too.
I
couldn't even watch it by myself till I was like in late high school, and even then, I still was a little creeped out.
Yeah, so it's not about the rating. It's not about the gore. It's not...
Exactly, because I will say, okay, some of the exceptions, for instance, of some of the newer movies that are not gory that I think are really good movies,
okay, what are
The Others... For instance,
okay, Nicole Kidman.
Very, very creepy
That's
movie.
Disturbing, yeah.
Oh, man. Especially when like it's the seance scene. And I won't tell too much because it's near the ending. But the seance scene and you see the paper flying around and they're like, this is our house. And
I know.
Just,
that was well done.
Oh, yeah. Real well done. So that one. And that's not gory at all. I could watch that with my mom and be fine.
No, there's a point where you can go so over the top with the gore that it's just laughable almost.
Like anything by Eli Roth?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about him before. He doesn't deserve any more airtime, I don't think.
No, we're done with him. he didn't do the Saw movies, though, did he? Or
no, I don't know who did the Saw movies.
Did
some
he do
other
Wolf Creek? Because that was sort of a torture movie, too.
No, that was an Australian movie, I think.
Oh.
I did not see that one.
Okay.
So I don't know that for a fact.
That was pretty controversial because he just... You know, he loves torturing women, so there was kind of a sick. Well, but that's a normal theme of a lot of...
I know, killing women? What is up with that?
I know. And they're always, like, scantily dressed, too, so...
I know.
I wonder what it is that makes guys turned on by a woman getting cut up, but she's wearing, like, a bathing suit or maybe nude even.
I don't know. Get that. It freaks me out a little bit, and that's not any guy that I want to date.
Yeah.
Because if he's like, oh, that's hot, and I'll be like, okay, don't kill me in my sleep, please.
But yeah, it is customary to do that. You know, it's always a slumber party or
a babysitter.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah. But like, so some of those can still be effective. I would say the old Halloween with Jamie Curtis is good.
Yeah. And she's in the new one too, right? Halloween.
Not the newest one. H2O. Yeah, there's the newer one, the Rob Zombie one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay, let me just say I probably am a little bit biased because I love all things Rob Zombie. He's been a hero of mine for like at least a decade. I think he's fantastic.
That's okay.
I got you covered. But what was really cool that he did with Halloween, his new version of the movie that came out last summer, was that he went back to the roots of scary movies and made it intense without being extremely gross. It was a little bloodier than the original, of course, because it's an R rating and stuff nowadays. But he treated the genre with respect and made it like the old ones because he's a huge fan of horror movies.
But that
and
just validates
so it was like an homage.
That validates your earlier argument that they're. That the only way you can really have an effective horror movie today is if you go retro on it.
Sort of. But some of the remakes do not work. Like the new Omen, I watched that the other day and it was ridiculous. Like I was laughing out loud because they couldn't decide if
it was
like Julia Stiles and Liev Schreiber. I like both of them. I don't like them together as a married couple. The little kid wasn't even creepy enough to be called Damien. He was not worthy of that scary name.
Yeah.
And it was just terrible. So, I don't know. The new Omen, terrible.
Maybe
the old Omen, awesome.
I think you have an Omen fan on the phone that wants to argue with you, maybe.
Okay, well, let's find out and see. So, are you calling about the Omen?
No, this is actually Dee. I'm one of Kevin's old friends.
Oh, okay. Hi, Dee. Welcome. Welcome to the show. So why don't you give us your two cents? What do you think?
What are we talking about? I'm in Salt Lake. I'm trying to stream this thing.
We're talking about horror movies, and Angie just said that she hates some of the remakes that are coming out, particularly like The Omen. And she says they're only good if they're sort of retro to the old style.
Right, because the old movies from the 60s, 70s, and early 80s are way better than the new ones.
I would definitely have to agree. I won't even give the new ones the time of day. I haven't seen a good one yet, so why even try anymore?
Wow. You feel more strongly about it even than I do.
So, Dee, what's your favorite horror, or not necessarily horror, that's too limiting, but what's your favorite scary movie of all time?
I was really scared by The Ring. That's a good remake.
Yeah, but it's not a remake of a classic.
No,
it's a remake of a Japanese film.
The Japanese one, yeah.
But when did the Japanese one come out? That wasn't that.
That
old.
Was not very long ago. I think it was the '90s.
Yeah,
Ringu.
I don't know if I call them a remake because we legitimately steal from other cultures all the time.
Oh yeah, all the time.
And they become ours. They're not theirs anymore.
That one was a good one.
Thing.
Okay,
yeah,
but
it's becoming a whole thing. Yeah.
How do you feel about The Ring 2?
Ring 2 was horrible.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. The only thing that I liked about that was the one camera shot of where there was a reflection in the deer's eyeball, and that was it. The rest of it was terrible.
That was cool.
Yeah, The Ring was a scary
one. I would say that The Ring is one of those good ones.
What's your favorite classic scary movie?
Ooh.
Like Hitchcock.
Pre-1990, maybe.
Oh, boy. Psycho's too good to not mention.
You know, we actually do have a clip
can you
from
hang
Psycho.
Can you hang on the line while we play this?
Yeah, let me give you this clip here.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
Yeah, mama's boy.
Yeah, that has Janet Leigh in it, huh? And it's Jamie Lee Curtis's mom.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true? I think it is.
Yes. I'll tell you what I think is so interesting, though, about, like, Psycho, for instance, is that one of the things that I think makes a scary movie genuinely scary is that the stakes are really high. In Psycho, who you think is the main character, she gets often, like, 20 minutes.
I know.
Yeah. And that way it's, like, life and death, actual danger and peril. And, like, all of these other ones nowadays, it's you want them to die because they're so obnoxious.
I know. You root against them because they're usually college kids. Not that I have anything against college kids. I see my attendance going down maybe, but they're always like these dumb high school or college kids that are so obnoxious. Like, you know, they just spout off the dumbest crap and they get off and you clap.
Yeah, like the remake for Prom Night that just came out. Horrible, horrible cliche. It was great for a comedy. It was horrible for a scary movie because it was not. It was 100% cliche. Well, see, there, I had the final word on that one, didn't I?
You're supposed to argue with her. Don't let her have the last word.
I can't argue with that bit of genius there.
You wanna know, listen, you want to know the scariest movie I've ever seen, the movie that frightened me more than any other movie?
What?
Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal
Skull. I knew you were going to say that.
I couldn't help myself.
He does have nightmares.
I hate that movie. Oh.
I can't stand it. It was easily the worst movie I've seen this year.
Oh, see? D's a true friend. He's a Facebook friend. And we're both gauge true friendship. Yeah. No, I kind of gauge it on the fact that we've known each other like 20 years, but I gauge it on the fact that we're both on Flixster, and it tells you, you fill out your movie ratings, and it tells you which of your friends you're most compatible with.
And you and D are very compatible?
Yeah, we're the most compatible of anybody else on my Facebook.
Easily, yep.
Hey, D, right. I think you should tell us a story about Kevin that no one else knows. You've known him for 20 years.
This is on the air,
wow.
D.
I know. I'm trying to think of one that won't get.
Just remember, Stacy actually likes the show. She listens to this. Stacy's probably listening right now. Just warning
you. I love being a troublemaker.
You are a troublemaker. Remember that story when I got in the car wreck right after I got my license 2 weeks and you had glass in your head?
Yeah, Kevin knocked me out.
He was knocked out, and he says, all dizzily, I'm fine. And then I look at him, and he has blood and glass in his head.
Wow.
Well, the funny thing was is that we're in this little car wreck. He's driving this little VW bug, this old piece of crap. It was beautiful, but it was a piece of crap. So we're driving. He slides in the back of this truck. It was rainy night. Not his fault. He wasn't going that fast. But it just happened so quickly. We don't know what's happening. And there's this spider web, shattering glass right in front of my head. I'm like, I wonder how that happened. And then the cops are looking at me later. They look at the front of my forehead. There's blood and some glass in there. And he's like, yeah, you hit. I'm like, no, I had my seatbelt on. Fully lying.
But my favorite part of the story was, this is how good a friend he is. I asked him to come home with me when I had to face my parents, and he was scared because my mom was going to flip out, and he came with me and stood next to me when my mom was screaming at me.
That is true friendship.
That is true friendship.
You are a good friend, D, I have to say.
Yeah, that was 17 years ago. I haven't forgotten that, D.
We were on our way to, what was the final... It was like a yearbook signing party at the end of our, junior year or senior year?
Is that what it was? That's why. Yeah. See, all these years I had no signatures in my yearbook. I thought, I'm such a loser.
That's why. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
See, people do like you, Kevin. You just have extenuating circumstances all the time.
Okay. We got to get back to movies. So that would make a good movie, I guess, maybe.
I think
Let's
it
get
would.
Back on track.
Hey, D, thanks so much for calling in. Appreciate it.
Glad to do it.
All right. You have a good one.
You too. Bye.
That was fun. We're going to have to reminisce some other time when it's not movie time.
Okay, because now we do need to get back to some scary movies.
I know. So what are
That's
some
That's okay,
other,
though. That was fun.
We've got a list. What are some other scary movies we could talk about?
Okay. There are some funny ones that I enjoy.
You name it, and we'll talk about it.
Okay. Let's talk about...
Maybe we should talk about this one because we both...
Ooh, we disagree on that. Okay.
On that. I hate it.
The Blair Witch Project.
Oh.
I love it. And actually, in fact, have it in my bag from Netflix right this second.
I'm going to grab that thing and destroy it.
No!
Yeah, where is
it? No!
Here, I got to reach with my foot so I'm still close to the microphone. Okay, I can't.
No
get
destruction
to it.
Of DVDs. Come right. on now.
There's no point to that movie. It's not scary at all.
I think it's scary.
No
okay,
way.
How scary would it be? I think the main thing is that you had to put yourself in the shoes of the people who are there. Because if you're out in the wilderness with no map and you're there and you're with other stupid people and you're there in this tent and you start hearing creepy sounds out there, I even get scared from like little bunny rabbits and stuff when you hear like twigs breaking and stuff. But this thing was like throwing rocks at their tent and putting like bloody teeth in twig bundles outside their tent and stuff. That's freaky.
It was too crude in terms of the quality and everything. And I know there's a place for that where if it's kind of home video style, it's supposed to give it that realistic effect.
Uh-huh.
But this was just bad. I think I could have filmed this movie.
Well, you probably could have, but you didn't, and they're the ones who are millionaires now.
Well, and I'm here, so making teacher wages. So.
Yeah, it's true.
Say but
at least you get to come on the air.
Yeah,
me.
That's fine. But you said you got to put yourself in their perspective.
And
what I think you're saying is you kind of have to show a little bit of imagination maybe when you're watching it because it's not explicitly graphic. The music's terrible. There's not really a lot going on. It's kind of slow. So it sounds to me a lot like reading a really boring book that you have to stretch yourself to try to...
Okay, well, if we're talking about boring, I think The Exorcist is boring.
It's not boring.
Yes, it is. They're like, let's go dig in the desert for 20 hours. And then we're going to talk in this room for 30 hours.
Play my Exorcist clip.
Okay, let me find the Exorcist here just for you.
That's the power of Christ.
He does not compel me.
Okay, we actually, I cut that clip off short because there's a, she's all possessed by the devil, and the devil likes to use the F word a lot, I guess. So I didn't know that before I saw the movie, but I guess that's the case. But yeah, it's compelling stuff when he's trying to exorcise this demon from her. And the whole thing with the head spinning around and the vomit, you know, it's been parodied in movies.
It's true.
Steve
and I like
Martin
the parodies.
Makes a joke about it in Parenthood.
I know. It's just took way too long for me. But I think that we should wrap up on a Stephen King note real quick.
Okay,
because Stephen King to me is the master of scary movies. Some of them do get gross, but usually they're okay. So, for instance, like Pet Sematary is one that we have written down. I think the reason why I enjoy Stephen King so much is because he, like Alfred Hitchcock, isn't scared to kill off characters.
Right.
And so, like, that little boy in the movie gets all hit by a diesel.
I know.
And,
then they show his shoe with all the blood on it and everything.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible. So I like that he's willing to take risks. Yeah. And then even too, I think it's maybe Stephen King just likes making little children evil, because we have another clip here. See if you can identify this one.
Red rum, red rum, red rum, boo, red rum.
Yeah, creepy children.
I actually taught that to my kids, and I made them do the thing with the finger and everything, where they bend the finger red, rum.
Yeah, so now, see, things like that. Now, The Shining, some people have accused of being really slow as well, because it's like,
love
how long is this canyon they're driving through?
No.
And then,
Movies back then had a different pacing, and people were more tolerant of a deliberately paced movie. Now, they just won't deal with it. But let me go off Stephen King.
Okay.
My favorite horror scary movie of all time, besides Indiana Jones, is the clip you played at the onset of the show. I think Poltergeist is the best scary movie of all time.
It really is.
I love this scene where Craig T. Nelson's shaking that guy, and he's like, I won't swear on the air, but he's like, you son of a bee. you only move the headstones, you know, when you build the house. That's
on
the best.
The graves. Yeah.
Yeah, and
it
when he's
really
in the swimming pool.
Oh, and all the skeletons
and
bodies
clowns,
come up. Oh,
clowns.
I had a nightmare about a clown for the first time last
Nobody
night.
Nobody likes clowns.
His name was Charlie.
They just did that study that showed that 100% of kids don't like clowns. So why do they keep doing that?
I don't know. Don't go to the circus.
I don't know.
Don't take your children
Poltergeist
there.
Poltergeist.
They will kill you. Same with Pennywise and It. They'll just all kill you.
If you're choosing between Indy 4 and Poltergeist,
watch Poltergeist.
You know what my opinion on that is.
Yeah. No, Poltergeist is amazing. I totally give you that. So I think that our consensus is that scary movies are good overall, until they turn cliche and rip off and go for the cheap scares of where they make the music really loud and stuff and make you jump.
The funny thing is there's hardly any middle ground. There's
it's
some
true.
Like,
it's either really good or really bad.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah, because even the ones that we're disagreeing on, I think it's really good and you think it's really bad or vice versa.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. So I decided that I'm going to have to watch The Blair Witch Project tonight and enjoy it on your behalf.
Don't email me or text me or anything. Anyway,
okay.
We're done.
Yeah, I think we're done. But tell us, do you have Halloween plans tonight?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, you don't want to ask me that on the air. I'm taking my kids trick-or-treating, and then I'm going to a viewing for a close friend of mine that just passed.
Oh, I should not have asked that. I'm sorry.
Anyway, we're doing the trick-or-treating thing.
Okay.
And that's fun.
Yes.
I worry about children on Halloween night, so watch.
You do say Halloween, by the
way. Yeah. Anyway, keep a close eye on them. Hope you all have a happy Halloween.
Indeed. Happy October 31st.
This has been a production of Movie Time with Kevin Stein here on Angie's regular air shift.